Hey, I brought you even more tea. Would you like some, I don't know, sugar or lemon or milk? I have everything because I've been making a lot of tea the last few days for you. Are you still not feeling any better? No? Oh. No, I'm not getting sick of being your nurse buddy. It's fun, it's okay. I don't like seeing you like this. Groggy and tired and not being able to speak properly. So yeah, I wish there was anything I could do to magically cure you. But all I can do is just bring you more tea and yeah. No, I'm not annoyed by it or anything. I like doing it. I like caring for you. I might also miss the sex a little bit. No, I didn't say that. No. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I didn't want to do anything or say anything because I was pretty sure you wouldn't be in the mood for it. You're not feeling that good, but I've missed being daddy's little slut, and I've been pretty horny, and I've been a bit naughty this morning. What I did, You were still asleep this morning because you sleep a lot at the moment, which is completely fair. And I don't know, I got so horny because I hadn't come for a while, and I was cuddled up in bed next to you, and I thought about things. I thought about how I miss doing things for you, and how I miss you using me for making yourself feel good. And I didn't want to wake you up, so I took my phone and I slipped my hand into my panties and I started looking at things, and imagining it was you doing those things to me. I'm sorry. Gifts and dirty things, and I got so horny, and I could feel you right next to me, and I was as quiet as I could, and I tried not to move too much so I wouldn't wake you up, but I just couldn't stop myself from right next to you. Oil grinding against my fingers and rubbing myself. It was kind of hard doing it next to you, and I kept imagining what would happen if you would wake up and see me like that. Because I know that my orgasms belong to you usually, and I just had this one. In my mind of you, and it was kind of I thought of it as if I was watching it as a gif on the internet, as if we would film ourselves doing those things and I could watch later. So I just had these pictures in mind of us doing things. What things? I don't know. I imagined your cock in my mouth, and I imagined taking it really, really deep, and deep that I would have to back up again and gasp and let myself breathe a bit, and I imagined how the thick base of your cock would look like, covered in my drool and in your pre-cum, and it made me so wet. Sitting in the office, thinking about your cock, my eyes glazed over, and gently rocking against my chair just to feel something, probably so lost in my thoughts that I started to suck on my pencil. I remember I had to bite my knuckle one time. I'm sorry, it turned me on so much, but I feel like it's turning you on a little bit too. I feel like I can see your bulge in your sweatpants. You know they are irresistible to me, those grey sweatpants, especially when I can see your cock hard through the fabric. Is it okay if I stroke it a little bit? You don't have to do anything. I know you're ill and you don't have that much energy, so just lean back on the couch while I feel your cock against my hand. Can I rub my face against it? Moan against it. Press into it. Sorry. I drew it on your pants. Now there's a wet spot. I'm sorry. But I shouldn't waste it, right? I should get your cock wet with that drool, not your sweatpants. Can I pull them down? I just want to touch it. Your bare cock with my little hands. You don't have to do anything. Just let me play, please. Let me open my mouth and let some drool run down on your cock. No. feels so good making myself come on your cock. And feeling your heart come inside of me. I can make you another tea and then we can watch a movie or something, and we can cuddle on the couch and I can rub your shoulders if you want.
Hey, I just want you to feel better, okay? That's the most important goal. And it's so much more fun watching a movie when I know that I have your cum inside of me.